Hello and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. Today's episode is going to be going over intellectual honesty in the war on Ukraine. A wise man once said, it's easier to fool people than convince them that they have been fooled. If for some reason you find yourself watching this episode and just feeling like you've been lied to this whole time, maybe that message might apply to you. Maybe if you find yourself watching this episode and saying, man, there's no way that's humanly possible. I've been told that Ukraine is crushing Russia. Maybe this message is meant for you. The United Kingdom just pledged another 2.5 billion euros to Ukraine. Now that is a boatload of money within itself. However, in the overall grand scheme of things, with the amount of money that's gone into Ukraine, it is yet a drop in the bucket. I present to you a visual chart of what $233 billion worth of international aid looks like in Ukraine. Now, this $233 billion of aid in Ukraine has been given to them since the start of the Russian occupation. Now, when we scroll down here, we can actually see how much money has been given to them in military aid, totaling $90.5 billion, followed by $130 billion in financial assistance and $12.2 billion in humanitarian assistance for a grand total of $232 billion. Now, yesterday inside of Ukraine, the Ukrainian military does claim that it shot down two Russian warplanes. No word yet on whether they crashed or they were just damaged and re-landed inside Russian territory. It is undoubtedly a good blow to the Russian military, but it is not enough to shut down the Russian war machine. A lot of people like to listen to this news because it makes them feel good. We often call things like this an echo chamber. However, on the Speak the Truth podcast, we strive not to be an echo chamber, and we are here sheerly for intellectual honesty and building critical thinkers. Many, many years ago, before the war even kicked off, the Speak the Truth channel was there telling you that Russia was about to invade Ukraine.
The whole Ukrainian thing that is going on, what are the chances that Russia actually does invade?
Extremely high.
All right, so if that does happen, are the sanctions that Biden is saying he's going to put on them actually, are they going to do anything to them?
Is that a serious question?
Yes.
No. You know, if it was just a minor incursion that we're worried about or some sort of a coup of Russia coming in, and I'm gonna talk about this. I'm going to keep segueing into it in a little bit. If we were just talking about like a little minor incursion or a coup that Russia is planning to take place, we wouldn't be taking these measures. You know, these extreme measures get taken when we think of a high intensity conflict that's about to go down. I mean, like warfare.
Now, we told you before the conflict went down that it was bound to happen, that Russia was absolutely on the verge of invading Ukraine. We let you guys know that, and we've kept you up to date with the conflict as relevant things began to emerge over time. We let you know that this was not going to be a short war by any means.
So again, this is not like a short-term strategy for them, right? It's not going to be a short-term strategy for Ukraine. It's not going to be a short-term strategy for Russia.
We also told you that in the future, peace talks would likely lead to this war coming to an end.
Or Russia to eventually save face, right? Which is essentially dig in where they're at, establish that. And then they're going to have peace talks. Like at the end of the day, they would have to have peace talks and Zelensky would have to agree to them. Otherwise, his forces are just going to keep attacking, right? And it's not like they haven't been at the table before.
They've been on the table 6 times.
We also let you know that this war was likely to take upwards of 2 to 3 years.
Easily.
2 years is a low estimate.
Very easily. This thing could literally be here for the next 2 years very easily.
Now, even more so, what we let you know was that likely with the peace deal or with the peace talk bringing the end of the war was you were likely to see something much like the 38th parallel inside of North and South Korea.
I think it's more than beyond obvious at this point, Russia is not going to steamroll over top of Ukraine, right? And so we're likely to see either east of the river getting taken, which I don't even think is a possibility for them at this point because they don't have the ability to push through like they initially thought. Or we have them holding, for a lack of better terms, we'll call it the 38th parallel, right? They have the 38th parallel option of sitting there and holding that and trying to duke it out that way. That's more than likely what we're probably going to start seeing in the next coming months if they don't break through or break out.
Now, while Speak the Truth was giving you guys the accurate, up-to-date information all the way back then, letting you know that Russia was going to invade Ukraine, and it was likely, after they did invade, to end in some sort of a peace deal with likely a chunk of Ukraine being cut off, much like we see in North and South Korea. What were other channels doing at the time? Oh, Interesting. Let's dive into there. The first video this YouTuber produced on Ukraine was on July 3rd of 2022. And wouldn't you know it, if we go and we look at how he's reporting, it's almost like he got, I don't know, his style of reporting from a channel that may or may not have been drawing things on a map long before he even knew where Ukraine was on a map. Now, while we were busy telling you that Ukraine was about to be invaded, other YouTubers as well were out there, but they weren't reporting on Russia about to go in the country. No, instead, they were telling you about their Honda VTXs without a care in the world. And yet, today, they are currently putting out information that makes it look like Russia is just getting waffle stomped. Ladies and gentlemen, if you came to this channel looking for an echo chamber, you came to the wrong place. We are here to tell you specifically what's going on. All right, if you want an echo chamber, if you want smoke blown up your butt, you might want to look elsewhere, because you're not going to find it here. Here, we're going to tell you the truth. And the fact is that 2.5 billion euros that the UK just supplied to Ukraine isn't going to do it any good other than to help it hold the lines for a little bit longer. Now, just like we told you, this war was likely to end in peace talks and agreed upon ceasefire. You are now seeing it come to the world stage. Switzerland to host Ukraine peace talk summit at Zelensky's request. Now, let me tell you another thing. Zelensky's reasoning behind peace talks, what he actually wants to do with his peace talks, is not going to work. Russia's not going to go for it by any measure what Zelensky is currently proposing. Zelensky wants the peace talks to evolve around his 10-step plan to peace. Let's take a look at what they are. Radiation and nuclear safety. Sure, that's reasonable. He wants the IAEA to take over the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Cool. Food security for his people, energy security, all those things are perfectly reasonable. Release all prisoners and deportees. Also sounds very reasonable. Most countries on peace deals, this is always a part of the plan. Implementation of the UN Charter and restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity and the world order. This is where he starts to spin off. In order to get peace, in order to make a deal, you must be arguing from a position of advantage if you want the other person to submit. The only problem is Zelensky isn't arguing from a position of advantage. He is arguing from a position of rage, and it is well-founded. I don't blame him for it, but it's not realistic. Zelensky, in order for peace, wants Putin to restore all former borders of Ukraine, including Crimea, in order for there to be peace. He further says that Russia must withdraw all of its troops from Ukraine. Understandable and reasonable. He would also like Russia to account for all of the war crimes taking place inside of Ukraine. Again, very, very reasonable. To have Russia stand tall for the murders in Bucha, in the torture chambers, find those field commanders and hold them responsible. I think that is a very fair request. He's also calling for immediate protection of the environment, prevention of escalation, and confirmation of the end of the war. The problem is where Zelensky falls short is he's not conceding to anything. And he's not in a position to argue that. And the Kremlin knows it. As a matter of fact, with the recent peace talks that were just held, Russia said it doesn't matter because we're not there and we're not going to agree to that. And as a matter of fact, right now, to this day, ISW just reported that Russia is planning another offensive. Now, it is assessed that Russia is not going to be able to push forward. And I would tend to agree with that statement, that Russia is not going to make any strategic gains. They might take a small town here or a small town there, but nothing different than what we've seen over the last several months inside of Ukraine. Over the last several weeks, Ukraine has been losing its ability to defend itself from the sky. Ukraine used to stop between 80 to 90% of the munitions that were being fired by Russia. Then last week, we saw upwards of 60% of the munitions fired by Russia were getting through Ukrainian defense. And now this week, it's over 80. Additionally, Ukraine is losing its support here in the United States Congress, with the Speaker of the House of the United States demanding that in order to spend more money on Ukraine, we must have it spent on a means and an ends. And right now, Zelensky is not conceding and he's not giving up any terrain. He's not willing to make any deal with Russia. He's been spitting the same stuff for the last several years towards Russia, telling them that in order for this war to end, they must all leave Ukraine. He's not bringing anything new to the table that would entice Putin to make any agreement whatsoever. If Zelensky wants peace with Russia, he is going to have to concede territory. Eventually, the money from the United States government is going to stop. And with the U.S. supplying more than half of the military aid going into Ukraine, 2.5 billion euros from the U.K. is not going to cut it. Somebody's going to have to make up the slack, and they're going to have to make it up soon, because every single day that passes, Ukraine falls further and further behind. And with new talks of Russia wanting to start a brand new assault on Ukraine, their time is starting to run short. Now, the front lines in the war have essentially stalled out over the last several months. There's been little takes here and there, but they've essentially stalled out. However, Ukraine's starting to run out of weaponry. And if Ukraine isn't able to refit their weaponry and do it fast, and Russia does launch an offensive operation, there's a good chance of Russia taking more terrain. And why shouldn't they? Do I agree with it? Absolutely not. But Zelensky's not giving them any reason to back down. As a matter of fact, he's just doubling down on his previous stance, giving the Kremlin no reason not to push further and harder. Thanks for stopping by for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. Take care, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I am out of here.